No, thank you. Thank you very much, everyone. Good morning. It is indeed very busy time right now. When we broke for the summer, I said we had to come back hitting the ground running. I didn't know it was so much running, but we are doing that. So that's a good cause. I'm nonetheless very, very pleased to be with you this morning, and I hope you had already a good start earlier today. And I know that you yourselves have a very busy schedule ahead of you, so I'm not going to take a whole lot of your time. I'll be fairly brief. And government procurement, which brings us here today, is hugely significant. That's why I insisted in taking the time to be here with you today, not only in economic terms, but also because of the impact that it has on both trade and in development. It is, for example, key in providing infrastructure that enables trade to happen in the first place, including roads, railways, ports, airports. And it has also a very direct effect on people's lives through the provision of public services, like in education, defense, public security, health. So with all of these elements in mind, it is certainly to me abundantly clear that the GPA is a very, very important agreement in the context of everything that we do here in the WTO and in Geneva. It helps to open markets, to facilitate trade in the government procurement sector, of course. The GPA also extends the reach of some of the key principles of the WTO rulebook. So it spreads these principles around. Through the provisions of the GPA, the agreement itself promotes transparency and, above all, and this is very, very important, good governance. Now, it supports good practices in government procurement across the globe, and it serves as a benchmark for national policy reforms. And these achievements clearly represent a very significant, or the result of a very significant and sustained effort and commitment from the architects of the GPA. Renegotiating the text and the coverage of the revised GPA took more than a decade before it was finalized in 2012, so to come into force last year. And this was a major achievement for the participants of the agreement, for the WTO, and for the Committee on Government Procurement. And the revisions that were adopted, for one, they increased the agreement's flexibility, which is very important. They successfully adapted to accommodate the widespread use, for example, of e-procurement tools. And in addition to that, the renegotiation increased the value of the market access commitments under the agreement by $80 to $100 billion annually. Today, the GPA parties have open procurement activities worth an estimated $1.7 trillion annually to international competition. So clearly, this is a very, very significant figure representing the opening up of huge economic opportunities. But I would say that perhaps the clearest sign of the relevance of the GPA and its importance to the global economy is the growing membership of the agreement. So in 1996, the agreement covered a total of 22 WTO members. Today it covers 45, so it more than doubled. And a significant part of this expansion, of course, is a result of the increased membership of the EU. But it also reflects the accession to the GPA of many other WTO members, including Armenia, Iceland, Korea, Singapore, to name just a few. So every accession has added to the overall value of the procurements covered by the GPA, and that's pretty mathematical. And they also elevate the agreement's significance as a tool for shaping good procurement practices internationally. And in fact, just on that point, the agreement has been used as a template for elements of other regional bilateral agreements that we have seen negotiated recently. They extend the scope of the agreement's principles well beyond the formal membership here in the WTO. So there is a sense of momentum, I think, behind the GPA. This summer, Montenegro and New Zealand deposited their instruments of accession. And just yesterday, the terms of accession of Moldova were approved by the Government Procurement Committee. So I'd like to take this opportunity to extend my warmest congratulations to Moldova for this achievement. And it doesn't stop there. So Australia launched its bid for accession earlier this year. The accession of Ukraine is expected to be concluded before the end of this year as well. Tajikistan's accession is in the pipeline, and I think there is more to come in the future as work continues on the accessions of China and other WTO members. So this is no simple task. It will require a lot more time and effort. I hope not so much more time, but certainly more effort. But it certainly holds the potential to spread the benefits of the agreement even more widely. Now, reaching new agreements is a very important part of our work here in Geneva. You all know that. Bali showed us that we can do it, and that we have another opportunity now to deliver more in Nairobi next December, the 10th Ministerial Conference. But at the same time, we must also recognize that there is great value in implementing the agreements that we have already reached, and of course expanding the scope of the agreements with its own growing membership. So this is why we're putting so much focus on implementing the agreements made in Bali, including the Trade Facilitation Agreement. I hope you all are familiar with that. And this is why also the evolution of agreements like the GPA and the Information Technology Agreement are also very critical. Taking these agreements forward strengthens the trading system, for one, and it bolsters opportunities for economic growth and for development. And with this in mind, I encourage more WTO members, especially the developing and the emerging economies, to look at the benefits of GPA accession. The revised agreement brings about some very important factors that may address some of their own specific concerns. They include now transitional measures for developing countries. That is important. It brings further transparency to procurement practices, which is a sign that any government can give regarding the commitment to good governance. And in turn, this can have a positive effects for efficiency in the economy itself, and also as a means to attract foreign direct investment. So I think we can do even more to demonstrate the importance of the GPA to these countries. I think it would be useful, for example, to accumulate and disseminate more evidence of the value of the GPA that could hold interest to WTO members. And I think we need to generate better statistical information to back this evidence. I am glad to see that this is on the agenda precisely of this symposium and of the WTO Committee on Government Procurement itself. Events like this, from my perspective, can make a very welcome contribution in shedding light on these and on other matters and in pointing towards possible ways forward. So this is what these 2 days are all about, I am very glad to see such interest and commitment coming from this room, from people in this room. And as we look to the discussions ahead, I would suggest that we think of to answer a few questions which to me and to people who have been following this seem to be quite important. And they do not exhaust the universe of questions, but these are just very, very significant questions that I think we should be pointing at. The first one is, how do we better integrate small and medium-sized enterprises in procurement activities? Of course, respecting the GPA's core principles. But how do we do that? These are extremely important companies in most countries. They are the major employers, and the major providers of jobs in the economies, particularly in the small and medium-sized economies. So how do we give an opportunity for these companies to participate more effectively in government procurement activities? Another question number two, would be, how can we better apply the concept of sustainability in government procurement? Another question number three, is how can we deal with public-private partnerships and other emerging procurement arrangements that keep changing and shifting? So how do we deal with those? Question number four is, how can we boost the role of the GPA as a tool of good governance? The GPA agreement is indeed a very important mechanism to foster good governance in countries. This is, I think, one of the big benefits of the GPA that they bring to public policy. So is there a way of boosting this role? How do we do that? I think that this is something that you, better than anybody else, could take a look at in a productive way. And finally, question number five is, how can we improve coherence across the work of the different international organizations that deal somehow with government procurement? So can we improve that? Can we have a more synergistic relationship between these organizations? I don't know. That's something that I would like you to think about as well. So there are many other topics, like I said, that would be very interesting and that would deserve your attention. But I'm pleased to see that at least the points that I just mentioned will be discussed in the course of this symposium. I'm very glad there will be some positive developments to report in terms of interorganizational relationships and cooperation. So with this very diverse audience, because we have here, I understand, members from academia, experts, non-governmental organizations, GPA parties, other WTO members, it's a very diverse membership or participation that we have here. I'm sure that we will have very lively and constructive debates in the coming days. So let me just now conclude with a final thought that... when people think of the WTO, they think of big trade rounds. That's what catches the headlines, you know, Uruguay round, Doha round, Tokyo round, all these rounds. That's what actually captures the attention of the press, of the public opinion in general. But clearly the trading system is not only about that. That is just a part, and I would say not even the bigger part of what we do in the multilateral system. Sectoral approaches have provided a very important avenue for groups of members to tackle specific issues that are very important to them. In this context, I think the successful revision of the GPA, which we just concluded, and its timely application were a major accomplishment for the parties and their own economies. But they were also important steps in the history of global trade cooperation, and therefore, of course, to the history of the WTO. So let me extend a very warm appreciation to the organizers of this event and wish you a very productive symposium. I definitely will be looking forward to hear how things went here. So good work. I hope you enjoy what you have ahead of you, and I will go on to other, maybe less enjoyable activities, but challenging nonetheless. So thank you very much for being here, and good work to all of you. Thank you.